let's talk about each of the why.
Daniel Barron came on board about 25 years ago. Given his experience, he really wanted to make his mark by turning the Napa Valley into a Bordeaux blend. That would have been the first 25 years or so. Both wines were 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, so Alexander Valley and Napa Valley. His mark on Napa Valley was to start blending some Merlot and some Petit Verdot, and we've continued that tradition to today. So it is, you know, typically around 80% Cabernet, and we use the other varieties to spice it up. Current vintage is 2014.
That's a ways back for, but Cabernet does need a little extra time in the bottle and the barrel. Let's talk about the blend, and it would be different for this area.
That's correct. Along with focusing on Cabernet, two other founding principles of Silver Oak was, one, we're only going to age the wines in American oak, which is certainly more unusual now than it used to be. Back in the 70s, again, that was maybe less of a risk at the time. A lot of people were using American oak. Some of the great wines of Napa Valley, the old BVs, for example, were all aged in basically whiskey casks. But Silver Oak today, you know, we're one of the few that actually still focuses on only American oak. And to the point, we actually own a cooperage in Missouri and make our own barrels there.
That's interesting. Now, it really does bring nuance to the wine that French barrels and other barrels bring different nuances.
Yeah, absolutely. The flavor profiles are quite a bit different, and it offers kind of a real distinction for our wines that I think is part of the reason when we have people who love Silver Oak, it's because they can recognize that signature anywhere. It's got the vanilla, the coconut, and the texture that American oak provides that's very different than French oak.
Well, folks, it's time for food and wine now. We have these beautiful bottles. And what is your preference for each of these, I'm sure, a different dish?
Ooh, that's good. So the Alexander Valley is very, it's very versatile as far as food pairing, because Alexander Valley is a little bit cooler. It's closer to the coast, you know, being in Sonoma County. So the acidity is just naturally always higher. It also has kind of a bit more structure as far as tannins go. So it's really versatile. Actually, our you know, chef here at the winery will even, you know, branch out and work on fish dishes, you know, lighter stuff. The Napa is very traditional in the sense that something with a lot of fat and a lot of protein is definitely where you want to go with that.
Well, I'd be very happy helping you out with those dishes. Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food and wine. And thank you, Nate, for your time here. And what a beautiful facility this is. And cheers.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Pleasure to meet you. And yeah, if you or your listeners ever want to come out to the Alexander Valley, we just opened this winery a couple years ago here kind of right in the heart of Alexander Valley, and we're quite proud of it, so we'd love to host it.
Well, it's a beautiful facility and really in the heart of Alexander Valley. Cheers.